everyone. We have survived day two of ISC 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Apsen. Find them online at Apsen, A-B-S-E-N.com. I have my last but not least guest for today, Tim Matthews with Toshiba Business Display Solutions.
Hi.
Hello, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
We're all settled in here. We're just taking a breath. Tell me about, first of all, your company and maybe what your role is to start off.
Sure. So as I said, my name's Tim Matthews. I'm product manager for our section of Toshiba, which is Toshiba Business Display Solutions. So we're mainly large panel displays, digital signage type applications, etc. I've worked for Toshiba for quite a long time, about 19 years.
Cool.
Started off in engineering and now I'm a product manager from the business display side.
Mm-hmm. You obviously like it because you've been around for so long.
Yeah, it's okay. Toshiba's okay. Yeah, I like it. And we are located in Hall 3, Section C120.
Cool. And then so for people that are not at ISC, but they want to check out your products and just follow along while we're talking, where can they find you online?
So they can have a look on our website, which is www.toshiba.eu/business displays. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they can kind of navigate there if they just remember the toshiba.eu, though, as well.
Sure. And then I'm sure you guys are on social, so probably LinkedIn, maybe a Facebook here and there. Just check them out online on the website. You'll find their socials.
Yeah. Contact us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. So tell me, why are you guys here at ISC 2018? What's your wow this year?
So we've got lots of different displays ranging from 32-inch up to a new 98-inch display. Mm-hmm. They're business displays, so they're designed for shops, airports, these kind of places rather than your TVs that you have at home. Mm-hmm. So they're designed to run up to 24 hours a day, most of them. This year we're kind of showcasing a 98-inch UHD model, as I mentioned. Also, we've got a 75-inch 2500 nit, which is basically really bright, so it's for kind of outdoor usage where there's lots of sunshine, etc. We got video walls, we got new displays, we got what we call our embedded signage, which is it's a solution that runs directly in the display, so you don't need an external PC, you don't need a media player, and we've got partners from all around Europe joining us, so they have what's called a CMS solution, so it's content management, so somebody uses it to decide that they want to show these kind of pictures, images, information about their restaurants or something at different times of the day, and they can schedule it.
Sure.
Partners we've got are, I'll just mention a few of the names, Icon Multimedia, M4B, Signstix, RedV, MIB from Germany, AsInfinite from Italy, and they're all at our stand, and they'd love to see everyone and tell everyone all about their solutions.
Nice. So have you come with this background? I myself, just a little background on me, I've been in the industry for 2 years, so I'm getting my feet wet still. I'm currently programming commercial lights, and then I have an audio background for about 2.5 years. That's what I studied. And I'm coming to these trade shows. I'm trying to just take in everything. So do you have, first of all, did you know of the AV industry? I stumbled upon it myself, so, and I love it. I love it, so I'm trying to spread the love. How did you get into this?
So my degree was electronic engineering.
Okay.
So I originally, my first job for Toshiba was in our television factory, and we in the department that designed new TVs. And I worked on electronics for a few years, and then I changed to do introduction of digital television around Europe. So we changed from analog to digital quite a few years ago now, and that was my role for quite a few years. And then the last 4 years, I changed to being a product manager. I was kind of, my personal interest is I love kind of AV type stuff, so I'm a slightly geeky, so I like you know, audio systems, TV, that kind of stuff. So I'm a little bit geeky.
So you probably love doing the trade shows. You're like, hey, I love my booth, and for a second, let me just go run over that way and see all the cool stuff. Go.
I'd love to go and visit some of the other shows.
It's kind of like a little Disney World for a lot of AV geeks or whoever you are that's interested in technology.
Yeah, there's all sorts here, all sorts, basically. Whatever you want to see, you can find.
Sure. Again, can you remind us where we can find you online, all the products,
sure.
Website?
www.toshiba.eu. Mm-hmm. It's /business displays, but actually in that website there's a few of our other sister companies there, the PC company, things like that, so people mm-hmm. can have a look around. And basically it's business orientated solutions, so PCs, displays, etc.
Cool, nice. You can find this podcast, you can spread the love to your colleagues, family, friends, as well as other podcasts. Find it at ravepubs.com/ISE2018. Just a reminder, all the podcasts are sponsored by Epson. So thanks, guys. And let's see, I have more questions for you. I come from, like I said, I'm dipping my feet in every little thing I can, trying to absorb it. Displays, not my forte. Can you kind of give me like a background, a tiny 101 history of what has changed maybe in the past 10 years? And how you guys are kind of accommodating that, or just saying, hey, we rock, we're going to do this. What's been happening maybe in the 10 years?
So the difference between a display and a TV is mainly around the brightness. If you use a standard TV that you might have at home, mm-hmm. it looks great at home because you have the lights down, mm-hmm. you're watching movies and stuff, but it's not suitable for shops and stores. You have to have a much brighter display. So, mm-hmm. and they're also... Commercial displays are designed to run 16 hours a day, 24 hours a day, whereas a standard TV is kind of like up to 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a longer usage time than a normal TV. Hmm. What we've introduced over the last few years, there's a difference between full HD and ultra HD. So mm-hmm. as with the commercial, the private kind of...
Residential?
Sector where you're watching TV at home, mm-hmm. they've been introducing UHD, and we're seeing that pattern coming into the commercial displays. Mm-hmm. Although at the moment a lot of content is full HD and stuff, people have the wow factor of UHD,
sure.
but actually the content structure costs a lot more money, is a mm-hmm. lot more involved in producing and stuff. So, mm-hmm. but we can see that trend coming along, and everything's getting bigger basically. So I think a couple of years ago, our largest screen was, say, 70-inch or something, and now it's going up to 98-inch. So everything's getting bigger, as always.
Sure. And I do have a question. So I have noticed, like, I don't know, displays or just signage. Is there, like, a legal brightness that can be at? Because sometimes I know a few particular places, but they're, like, in the middle of nowhere, Louisiana, and it makes me so angry. It's so bright for the cars. I mean, it maybe just along those lines, because we're talking about displays and maybe outside signage, if you'd like. Is there some kind of law? Because I'm like, why? You should be put in jail for making it that bright. So have you come across maybe, standards? I know standards, there's a lot of people in the AV industry trying to make standards. So is there a standard for displays, how bright they can be?
No, I don't think there's a limit to how bright they can be. But for instance, I think you're talking about LED walls, which are the kind of latest thing out there.
Right.
And for instance, in the UK and a few other countries, you're not allowed to actually show moving content on them if they're by a road.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously people are driving along and they just turn around and look at the display and crash into the person in front mm-hmm. of them. So it really varies country by country. So mm-hmm. I could certainly say for the UK, you're not allowed to show moving image, really bright moving images. But mm-hmm. I mean,
that's something I didn't
the brighter know. It is, the more it catches your eye. So I guess that's why people turn it up as bright as they can.
Sure, yeah. Are there any hurdles along the road that as a company, maybe it doesn't have to be now, but in the past few years that you guys were like, we need to fix that, but this is a new product, or this is how we came across that hurdle? Doesn't have to be particularly with you, but just in the industry, some kind of hurdle that you guys came about.
I think most people's products evolve with what customers feed back to them. Mm-hmm. So from easy fitment to the way the displays so the way the displays can be mounted mm-hmm. or how robust they are. So mm-hmm. A normal TV, say, if you knock it, You don't have it in a place where it can be easily knocked, but there's a lot of places like in retail shops, etc., where mm-hmm. things can be knocked. So the solutions tend to be very robust, made mm-hmm. of metal cabinets, that kind of thing, and basically much more solidly built. So I think the feedback in our industry tends to come from not end users, but actually the people who install it at shows, at the shops, etc. So they are kind of our customer, and their customer is the kind of shops and things like that.
Didn't know that. One more time, where can we find you online?
So if you're looking online, www.toshiba.eu /business displays. If you are at ISE and you are listening, then we're in Hall 3, C120. We'd love to see you. We'd love to hear from you. Even if you just got some questions about how things work, we'll happily come and help and come and meet us.
Cool. You can find me in the Twitter land at @BarellaVictoria_. There's an underscore in there. Don't forget it, because you will contact probably someone else. There's a bunch of other Barella Victorias for some reason. And you can find this podcast and other podcasts at ravepubs.com/ISE2018. Any last words?
No. Thanks very much. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your ISE.
Thank you very much.